Avraham Graham, famous commentator on the Siddur, when talking about Elokai Neshama, refers to the fact that Neshama actually has five names. This is really the spiritual structure of a Jew. The five different levels, says the Avraham Graham, is the Ruach, Nefesh, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And the simon for that is Ranan Chai, Resh Nun Chesed. But really, the truth is that the actual order of these parts of our soul is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And the source of it really is Medrash and Bereshis Rabbah, where the Nefesh, the soul, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida are referred to in this Medrash and Medrash Rabbah. And it says Nefesh is the Dam. It refers to the blood, or perhaps the part of the body, which is most reflective of this idea of a basic life force, is the blood. And this is the bottom level of the soul. It's the most physical part of our spiritual essence. And therefore, this is something which flows through us and really gives life to the physical body, but even in and of itself, is something rather refined. And therefore, the Torah itself says you're not allowed to eat blood because nefesh of the living being is in the dam. So therefore, the physical beings, the animals, they have this life force, and you're not allowed to eat that. The ruach goes up and down. This is the spiritual part of us, which does have movement. And it's based on the Pasuk in Keheles, Miyader ruach bnei Adam, ha'elehi lamala. It's the spirit, the part of our spirit, Hashem's spirit, as it were, within us. Neshama. This is the idea of the Deya, the knowledge of a person. This is the neshama, the seichel. The information contained within our brains is perhaps the easiest way to refer to it. The Vilna Gaon says, and the Lekutim and the Safrid Tznius, that the ruach of a person is the person. The nefesh of a person is lower than that, and the neshama is higher than that. But the essence of a person in this world is the ruach, is their spirit. What does that mean? That a person that's making choices in life, whether kind of to go down to the nefesh or up to the neshama, that's the ruach that goes up and down. Truth is, the Medrash carries on and says there's the chaya, that the chaya lives on after us, and the yechida, which really unites with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is above us. And this bracha of Elokai Neshama is a reference to all of those things. And this Rav Avram, the son of the Gaon, says Elokai Neshama is referring to all these sections together. Elokai is a secret of the Yechidah. Neshama shenosata b'taherahi. This is talking about the Chaya, which is that life force which is outside of us, totally pure. It can't ever be corrupted because it's outside of us, so it's not in part of the body at all. Ata Barasa is talking about the Neshama, which comes from the world of Bria. Ata Yetzarta comes from the Ruach, which comes from Yitzira. Hatanafachtabi is the Nefesh, which is blown into us. Vayipach ba'apav. Obviously, many of these ideas are above us, beyond us. But the point, at the very least, when we speak about Elokai Neshama, is to realize we are part of a whole spiritual system. Spiritual system that makes up who we are, that connects the lowest part, the parts of our physical body, to the highest parts of our spiritual selves, and ultimately to our Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, even as we scratch the surface of Elokai Neshama, realizing there's an incredibly deep system here, which ultimately is the structure of each and every one of us.